AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden signed executive actions to help ease financial burdens for Americans during the coronavirus pandemic.
If we fail to act, there will be a wave of evictions and foreclosures in the coming months as this pandemic rages on, because there's nothing we can do to change the trajectory of the pandemic in the next several months.
The orders increase food aid, protect job seekers on unemployment, and clear a path for federal workers and contractors to get a $15 hourly minimum wage. Congress has started to consider a $1.9 trillion coronavirus economic relief package.
Our national strategy puts on us on a war footing to aggressively speed up our COVID-19 response, especially on vaccines and testing and reopening our schools.
Some Republicans say that bill is too expensive. California reported a one-day record, 764 coronavirus deaths today, but the rate of new infections is falling. There's been some frustration among older patients who want a coronavirus shot in California. Dr. Peter Chin Hong is an infectious disease specialist at the University of California, San Francisco.
Seeing over 65 for the state as a recommendation or as a hope without a lot of heft in that recommendation or knowledge of capacity made a lot more people disgruntled, angry.
Some older people have been turned away. The Senate approved the nomination of retired General Lloyd Austin as defense secretary. An impeachment trial could be starting soon against former President Donald Trump.
I've spoken to Speaker Pelosi, who informed me that the articles will be delivered to the Senate on Monday.
Republicans would like to see the trial start next month. Baseball Hall of Famer and former home run champion Hank Aaron has died. He was 86. No cause of death was given. Twitter is permanently banning an account from Iran's supreme leader after a posting that seemed to threaten former President Trump. This is AP News. International Olympic Committee Chair Thomas Bach is pushing back about the possibility the delayed Tokyo Games may be cancelled.
Now set to open July 23, the Tokyo Games were put off 10 months ago and now appears under threat again. The Times of London, citing unidentified government sources, has printed the Games will have to be cancelled. In a statement, the local organising committee, not addressing directly the Times story, says the Olympics are going forward and has the support of Japan's Prime Minister. While on Thursday, Bach said, "We have at this moment no reason whatsoever to believe the Games in Tokyo will not open on the 23rd of July. I'm Charles de Ledesma."
NBC says it will shut down the NBC Sports Network at the end of the year. The cable network is best known for carrying NHL and English Premier League games, as well as NASCAR. It also carries a significant amount of programming during the Olympics. Ed Donahue, AP News.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction, to facelifts, and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.